Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Good evening and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted this evening to be back on our live broadcast for the study, back on our Blog Talk Radio broadcast for the study of God's Word. I just give God all the praise and all the honor, all the glory, magnify His holy name on today. God is such a good God, and God is so worthy to be praised. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 4. Psalms 4, hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me. Hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only maketh me dwell in safety. I have just read to you from Psalms 4. May God richly add a blessing to the hearers, the readers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. I'm going to have a song.
Why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. When I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat. Oh, what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? Can't survive all the things I see. And I can't control my destiny. Be God, what you believe for me. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Ooh, watch God provide. Yeah. He provides. You fine. Watch God provide.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we have committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come tonight, God, asking you to let never decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. Father, I ask you now to teach us your word, God, thy precepts, God, line upon line, God. Precept upon precept. Lord, I ask you to endow us tonight, God, with your Holy Ghost, with your Spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, just move me out the way, God, and let the Holy Ghost take over on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, just have your way tonight, Holy Spirit of the living God. Have your way tonight. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you, God, for your word. I thank you for the blessed word of God on tonight. I'm asking you to open up our understanding, open up our minds, open up our communication, God, that we may know your word and apply it to our lives on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I just give you glory and I give you praise. I just thank you right now, God. I bind up the strong man. I bind every strong man, God, every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every medium, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled right now in the mighty name of Lord. I just thank you on tonight, God. I praise, Lord. I give you you tonight. I glorify you tonight, God. I thank you for your word. Hallelujah for you when you sent your word and your word healed us. Your word delivered us. Your word set us free. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. We praise you for these things. In Jesus' name, and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. The word of God. Just thank and praise God for you all. For God now.
First Chronicles 12. Now these were the men who came to David at Ziklag while he was still a fugitive from Saul, the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men, helpers in war, armed with bows, using both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows with a bow. They were of Benjamin, Saul's brethren. The chief was Ahazer and Joash, the sons of Shemaiah, the Jebusite, Jezebel, and Pelet, the son of Amezeth, Berchiah, and Jehu, and Anatholite, Ishmael, the Jebusite, a mighty man among the 30, and over the 30, Jeremiah, Jehazel, Johanan, Jozabad, Jedariah, Eluza, Jeremoth, Belial, Shemariah, Shephatiah, the Harpite, Eklaniah, Jeshiah, Ezrael, Jozer, and Jehozabim, the Koronite, and Joel, and Zebadiah, the sons of Jeroham of Gedor. Some Gadites joined David at the stronghold in the wilderness, mighty men of valor, men trained for battle, who could handle shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as Jezebel's on the mountain. Ezer the first, Obadiah the second, Elab the third, Mishman Ha the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Atah the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Ezabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, and Jacobana the 11th. These were from the sons of Gad, captains of the army. The least was over 100, and the greatest was over 1,000. These are the ones who crossed the Jordan in the first month when it had overflown all its banks and put to flight all those in the valleys to the east and to the west. The sons of Benjamin and Judah came to David at the stronghold. And David went out to meet them and answered and said to them, "If you have come peaceably to me to help me, my heart will be united with you. But if you betray me to my enemies, since there is no wrong in my hands, may God of our fathers look and bring judgment." Then the spirit came upon Amasa, chief of captains, and he said, "We are yours, O David. We are on your side, O son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you, and peace to your helpers, for your God helps you." So David received them and made them captains of the troop. And some from Manasseh defected to David when he was going with the Palestinians to battle against Saul, but they did not help them, for the lords of the Palestinians sent him away by agreement, saying he may defect his master Saul and endanger our heads. When he went to Ziklag, those of Manasseh who defected to him were Adonai, Jozabad, Jedediah, Michael, Jozabad, Elu, and Zilasah, captains of thousands who were from Manasseh. And they helped David against the bands of raiders, for they were mighty men of valor in the army. For at that time they came to David day by day to help him until it was a great army like the army of God. Now these were the numbers of divisions that were equipped for war and came to David at Hebron to turn over the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word of the Lord. So the sons of Judah, bearing shield and spear, 6,800 armed for war. Of the sons of Simeon, mighty men of valor, fit for war, 7,100. Of the sons of Levi, 4,600. Jehoiada, the leader of the Aaronites, and with him 3,700. Zadok, a young man, a valiant warrior, and from the father's house, 22 captains. Of the sons of Benjamin, relatives of Saul, 3,000, until the greatest part of them had remained loyal to the house of Saul. Of the sons of Ephraim, 20,800 mighty men of valor, famous men throughout their father's house. Of the half tribe of Manasseh, 18,000 who were designated by name to come and make David king. Of the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of times, to what Israel ought to do. Their chiefs were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. Zebulun, there were 50,000 who went out to battle, expert in war, with all weapons of war, self-hearted men who could keep ranks. At Tally, 1,000 captains, with them 30,000 with shield and spear. Of the Danites who could keep battle formation, 28,600 of Asher, those who could go out to war, able to keep battle formation, 40,000. Of the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh from the other side of the Jordan, 120,000 armed for battle with every kind of weapon of war. All these men of war who could keep ranks came to Hebron with a loyal heart to make David king over all of Israel, and all the rest of Israel were of one mind to make David king. And they were there with David 3 days, eating, drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them. Moreover, those who were near to them from as far as Issachar to Zebulun and Naphtali were bringing food and donkeys and camels or mules and oxen, provisions of flour and cakes of figs and cakes of raisin, wine and oil and oxen and sheep abundantly, for there was joy in Israel. The word of the Lord for the people of God.
Amen. Chapter 13, and David consulted with the captains of thousands of and hundreds and with every leader. And David said unto all the congregation of Israel, if it seem good unto you and that it be of the Lord our God, let us send bread unto our brethren everywhere that are left in all the lands of Israel, and with them also to the priests and Levites, which are in their cities and suburbs, that they may gather themselves unto us, and let us bring again the ark our God to us. For we inquire not at it in the days of Saul. Now the congregation said that they would do so, for the things was right in the eyes of all the people. David gathered all Israel together from Shahor of Egypt, even unto the entrance of Hemath, to bring the ark of God from Kirjathaim, from Kirjathaim. And David went up in all Israel to Baalah, that is, to Kirjathaim, which belonged to Judah, to bring up thence the ark of God, the Lord that dwelleth between the cherubims, whose name is called on it. And they carried the ark of God in a new court out of the house of Abinadab and Uzzah, and Ahio drave the court. And David and all Israel prayed before God with all their might, with singing and with harps and with psalteries and with timbrels and cymbals and with trumpets. And when they came unto the threshing floor of Chedor, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and he smote him because he put his hand to the ark, and there he died before God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah, wherefore that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, how shall I bring the ark of God home to me? So David brought not the ark home to himself to the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months, and the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. 14. Hiram, now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and timber and cedar with masons and carpenters to build him a house. And David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel, for his kingdom was lifted up on high because of his people Israel. And David took more wives at Jerusalem, and David begot more sons and daughters. Now these are the names of his children which he had in Jerusalem: Shemuel and Shobab, Nathan and Solomon, Ibhar and Elusha, Elishu, and Epalit, and Noga, and Napheg, and Japhia, and Elishama, and Belida, and Eliphalet. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David. And David heard of it and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines, and wilt thou deliver them into my hand?" And the Lord said unto him, "Go up, for I will deliver them into thy hand." So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. Then David said, "God have broken in upon my enemies by my hand like the breaking forth of water." Therefore, they called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire, and the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Therefore David inquired again of God, and God said unto him, "Go not up after them, turn away from them, and come upon them over against the mulberry tree. And it shall be, when thou shalt hear a sound of going in the top of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out to battle, for God is gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistines." David therefore did as God commanded him, and they smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gezer. And the fame of David went out into all the lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. The word of God for the people of God. Hallelujah. This is good, good, good. Good, good, good. Hallelujah. We're going to answer 12, 13, and 14 on tonight. First question in chapter 12. Who has the understanding of the times among Israel? Who has the understanding? Okay. It was the sons of Issachar. I didn't really see it. I looked for it, but when I went into my commentary, I found it in the commentary. And the commentary was saying that, let me see. Yeah, I didn't find it in my Bible, but I found it in this commentary. Let me get this page over. It says, it's in verse 32. It is in verse 32. Let me see. "And the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know that Israel ought to do, what Israel ought to do. The head of them were 200, and all their brethren were their commandments." Both of those questions was answered, but the commentary says the children of Issachar, according to the Targum, and the sons of Issachar, who had understanding to know the times and were skilled in fixing the beginnings of years, the commencement of months and the intercalation, calation of months and years, skillful in the changes of the months and years, skillful in the changes of the moon and in fixing the lunar of solemnites to their proper time, skillful also in doctrine of the solar period, astrologers in signs and stars, that they might show Israel what to do. And their teachers were 200 chiefs of the Sanhedrin. All their brethren excelled in the words of the law and were endued with wisdom and with obedience to their commandments. So that's where they came from. They were astrologers, and they studied the astrologies, the moons and the stars and all of that. And, okay, those are the two questions. And anybody have anything else? Okay, in chapter 13, it says, what did David decide to bring back to the city of Jerusalem? What did he bring back?
Bringing back the Ark of the Covenant,
and that in verse 3, that's in verse 3, and let us bring again the Ark of our God to us, for we inquired not at it in the days of Saul. So they didn't try to bring it back when Saul was in office. They didn't try to bring it back until David got in office. Okay.
Right.
What happened to Uzzah? That's in verse 9 and 10.
He died because he had touched the ark, and you're not supposed to touch the ark.
Yeah, that's right. 9 and 10. And when they came unto the threshing floor of Chidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the ox had stumbled, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah. And he smote him because he put his hands to the ark, and there he died before God.
That's so, a certain way they're supposed to carry the ark.
Yeah, they have to have those railings, I think, to go through them holes.
Mm-hmm.
Where was the ark left? That's in 13 and 14.
The ark was left at, I can't pronounce the name, but a family.
Obed-Edom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's in verse 13 and 14. He left it in Obed-Edom because David was afraid. He was angered and he was afraid. It says, so David brought not the ark home to himself to the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months, and the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. Amen. Amen. And chapter 14, it says, who sent King David material and men to build his home? In verse 1.
Tyree.
Mm-hmm. It's them.
Carol, King of Tyree.
Mm-hmm. What did King David do first before going to battle against the Philistines?
Did he send Judah? I'm just guessing it.
Mm-mm. It's in verse 10. Now, who on here done dialed 1-1-1-1-1 to get on here? I ain't for no witches and no warlords tonight. I ain't for that tonight. Now, whoever this is, you can call in just like everybody else. Or I'm going to cut you off. You call in 1-1-1-1-1-1. That ain't the way we came on here. I'm going to cut you off here. But not the real prayer against me. No, it's a lie. Mm-mm. Sorry, y'all. Just gonna call in 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1 now. You're gonna have to put a number up there. Okay, I'm sorry. So it's in verse 10, and this is what we should be doing. You say, don't lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge me. Every time David got ready to go out, he inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines, and will thou deliver them unto my hand? And the Lord said unto him, go up, for I will deliver them into thy hand. Now, they didn't came back out here again. I ain't fussing. Not today. And so, yeah, that's in verse 10. I just read it. And that's what we should do. We should always inquire of the Lord before we do something. We should do it. Even though we pray for stuff, sometimes we pray for it, but we still need to inquire of the Lord before we do anything. We should ask God.
Mm-hmm. And Apostle said, that was just so good, this part right here, where he said, this is, and that is so true, this is what we should do. You know, and this, you know, like habit breakers, that's one thing I'm trying to do is, you know, like always seek wisdom from the Holy Spirit, you know, and he will direct you if he wants you to seek something from someone else. You know, but first go to him first, and then he might direct you someone else.
That's right.
And one thing about David had a lot of flaws, but one thing he was loyal, and he was disciplined in going to God and praying to God for all through the battles and everything. He was disciplined in that.
Yes, and that's good. And that's what we should be. We should be disciplined in that and committed. We should be disciplined and committed unto the Lord because that's the only way we're going to get things done if we're committed. If we praying, we should be committed to that. Whatever we're doing and wherever we're going, I mean, I don't do it like I should do. You know, but it's never too late to start. Lord, should I go to the store? Lord, should I do this? Lord, should I go that way? Lord, what you would have me to do? Now, I do. Wait a minute, son. Hello?
Hey, that's kind of rude of you to just cut off a caller. I was just listening to you. So how is that godly to just cut someone off rudely? That's not Christian.
Well, let me tell you something. You came on here with the number that I don't know.
You have to identify yourself. We don't know who you are. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but
why must you know? If a caller is just calling in, see, that's rude.
But your number should display.
No, it shouldn't. If it doesn't display, it shouldn't display. That's just a rule you've made up. And you're being rude.
No, all of these. Well, you know what? This is my line.
You're in the public sphere, and anyone can call up and listen. Now, I didn't press one to speak, but it was rude of you to cut me off. You can't understand that?
Man.
We're not going to do this on our Bible study. No. Apostle, let him go.
Right. But you are starting it. It's not me doing it.
Believe. Thank you.
I don't know.
You
mean, about the enemy.
It's all about knowing who the enemy is. Working through.
I'm telling you. I don't know
No arguments. Believe and keep it moving in the Lord.
But if we could learn to ask God and sometimes we don't even have to ask him, the Holy Spirit will speak to you and say, don't go this way or go that way or don't go right now. Wait till later. If we listening to the Lord, if we listening. See, we got to be listening. Mm-hmm. Back on here. Oh, you going off. Oof. See, this is a distraction
for me. Don't worry about that. This is a good word, because it seems like, you know, studying the different books of the Bible, so far we're in Chronicles, but in each just about book so far, it talked about, that when it talked about David, it talked about David seeking God for direction, and so for, and it just keeps bringing it back up.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's very relevant. It's very important in this season.
Yeah. And that's it, prophet. Yes, ma'am. Because this is a time, this the year of death right here. That's what 23 means, is death. That's what it's symbolic of. But it's not death to die and put in the grave. It's death to die your spirit. I mean, to all of these different things that we have that we shouldn't have, that need to die off of us, that need to die away
from
us.
You just give me confirmation, Apostle. You just giving me confirmation. Like I said, my message was a better me in 2023. Wow. You know, just, you know, things that I'm doing for myself. You know, my triggers, you know, taking bad habits and placing them with good habits, you know. And this is really good. It's just confirmation for me.
It's a good thing. That was a good word, too, woman of God, Green, and Prophet Salah, because, I mean, we're going through the Bible books. And that's where God wants us at, because we need to know God's word. God's word, his word is so important to us and for us. If you know the word of God, you can live by it. And people perish for the lack of knowledge. We need the knowledge that God has in his word. And that's the only way we're going to get where God wants us to be, is to in his word. So I really thank and praise God. You know what? I bind this enemy up. Continue to keep having me to cut him off. He's been coming on every 2 seconds. Believe that.
Just keep doing it like you're typing. It's okay. We're going to bless the Lord anyway. Mm-hmm. Just like a boop. I wanted to say, I know Lady Green talked about wisdom. And for me this year, the Lord spoke to me and said this was the year of wisdom for me. Mm-hmm. And reading the scripture, David, he was using wisdom. And, you know, wisdom is just so important. It's important. Wisdom is seeking the Lord before you do anything. That's wisdom.
That's right. That is wisdom.
Mm-hmm. So this has really blessed me, just that word, just that.
Mm-hmm. And if we just get a character like David and kind of apply some of that stuff to our lives, man, it'll really bless us. It'll really bless us and keep us. A lot of times we don't realize how blessed we are because how the men back then, not just the disciples, but Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Nehemiah, all of them had to go through the major prophets and the minor prophets had to go through so much until they learned. David didn't learn all this until he got to some age, but he knew a few things, but he didn't learn all of this. It come by year, by making mistakes, by doing things, different things. And if we live long enough, if we live, you know, as long as we can, we're going to make more mistakes, but we can repent and keep on moving, because David sinned. Just like God say, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. And I just thank and praise God that that he sent Jesus, and we can repent and God, and we can keep it moving, turn from that stuff and keep it moving. It's a blessing.
And you know, Apostle, going back to verse 10, where, you know, it says, so David inquired of God. And listening to you when you say, the mistakes we make, we will make less mistakes if we will always inquire of God.
That's right.
We even write, you know, go buy something or or apply for a job, ask God first.
Yes.
He ain't going to leave you alone.
That's right. That's right.
We're so quick to do things because we're anxious and you know, like, oh, I got to get it done. You know, I got to get it done right now instead of waiting on the Lord. And that's showing when you wait on him, you're showing that you're doing it by faith and you're being loyal.
Mm-hmm.
You're waiting on him for his answer.
Yeah.
Going by man, the man said, oh, well, you need to go ahead and get this done before, you know, somebody else, you know, take it. No. That's one thing I'm doing. I'm seeking the Lord. You know, things that happen, what do? I go call it in the atmosphere, call out his promises.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, this is a good word, and in the books of Chronicles are four. It just got meat all through it. So, you know, when you leave First Chronicles, you go into Second Chronicles, and it's full of meat. And God wants us to he wants it to repeat. Reciprocate. He wanted to repeat so that we won't forget it. It's a blessed thing. It's a good thing because we just studied about King David over in Samuel. It was good, you know, and if we pattern our lives like David did here, I mean, like I said, he made mistakes, and we do too, but he, every time he did, he went out there and got in that sackcloth and ashes, and you know, that stuff is symbolic of sorry and mourning and stuff like that. That's what it's symbolic of, you sorry for what you've done. And that David did that. He did that and repented to the Lord, and he got right on up after everything happened and went on. Hey, he was fasting at first, and that's what we have to do when we want to be forgiven for stuff. We have to go to God in the right way. Some people don't understand why you have to fast and all of that. But if you really sorry and you want God to move for you, you'll do whatever it takes. Some people say it don't take all it. It takes that and more. I try my best to do as much as I can for the Lord. Stay on my knees, sometimes I sit by myself over and over and over again, just sitting, just, and it's okay because I know the Spirit of the Lord be with me. He's with me. The angels of the Lord encamped around about me. That's what the Word of God says. So I can feel presence sometimes, the presence of the Lord, the presence of angels all around me, especially when the Spirit of the Lord, the anointing is high in my bedroom. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God. I don't think I don't stop whatever I'm doing and praise the Lord when I feel it. The Holy Ghost, you can feel that. When you feel it, you need to give in to it. Just give in to it. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing. It's a blessed thing. Mm-hmm. Any more comments or anything else that, you know, any questions, any comments, any suggestions, you know, it's a good thing to talk about the Word of God. And I always say when I'm talking to people, even on the telephone, if God ain't in it, I don't even want to talk about it.
You
got
to
be in there some kind of way.
Yes, I have a comment.
Time is valuable. I say your time is valuable. So when I'm talking, we got to talk about something valuable.
Amen. Come on, prophetess.
Yeah, I just have a comment. It's just been so good. I've been listening to everything everybody's been saying, and this word has really been good. It's enlightening. It's enlightening to our spirit. The Lord says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. And it just reminds me, because it's been said over and over, that we should consult God on everything that we do, no matter how big or how matter how small. And the same as David was, like we were talking about in verse 10, how he inquires of God. And if we just take that piece just right there and apply it to our lives on a daily basis, I'm sure that we can see even more transformation and more change in our comings and our goings and in our spirit onto the Lord. This is something that I believe these whole three chapters, especially this that we seem like we can't get up off of, is something that we're going to be able to meditate about, something that we're going to be able to think about even after today,
yes,
as far as whatever, yes, we do. And I just want to give a shout out to my apostle and just let her know, and I know it is a confirming word with everybody on this line. We love you and we thank you because some of this here, what they're talking about in these scriptures, and even what you just said, she is such an example of the life that we are to live. When she's talking about how she's praying, when she's talking about how she spends hours before the Lord, it all kind of intertwines in with this whole chapter, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being an encouragement to me, but
amen.
Thank you for being an encouragement onto us as a whole, as a body. And
yes,
it's important that your leaders, those who are before you, those who have rule over you, that they are the examples of how we're supposed to live and what we're supposed to do. So I just want to say, you know, that this is just such a good chapter. And, you know, we can remember everything, but I think some things we remember more than others. This one, how David, and I got to say it again, how he inquired of God. Inquire of God on whatever you do. Because, see, there's nothing that God won't tell you that's wrong, and no matter even if you don't like what he tells you. So that was just my comment.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And totally agree with that, because that's why I just keep that when they talk about meditate on truth, that's one right there. Verse 10, David acquired of God. That just speaks to my spirit so much.
It's good. I mean, I you know what? We give all praise and glory to the Lord. I just try to live that life. I try, and you know, I mean, it took years. It took literally years. But when you get there, you know, when you get there, you want to stay in that place, in that spot with God. And I thank God that I have time to do these things. We have time and we don't do them. But if I have any time, whatever God wants me to do, sometimes you get burnt out. You just want to relax and stuff. But, honey, you can still hear the voice of God even when you're relaxing, even when you get burnt out, because people can't tell me they don't get burnt out, because I know. I do know. Because, see, I've spent 8 hours at a time praying. I know you can get burnt out. But God, because when you love God, it ain't too – nothing is too much. Nothing. When you love the Lord, nothing is too much. So that's why I go on and I go on. That's why I don't have a voice. I went today around to different pharmacies and to the health store, to the health food store and stuff, asking for stuff for my voice. And I went to the health food store and the man said, I'm a singer. He said, you're going to have to be quiet. I said, Lord, how am I going to be quiet? He said, you have strained your voice. He said, you're going to have to be quiet. I don't see that. I just don't. So, you know, I'm still hopeful. I'm still trying to ask God to ask my voice to fix it. He said, you have strength. He said, I'm a singer. And then he told me about some stuff I could order. I'm going to have to call him back tomorrow and get it. He said, it's a spray that you spray in your throat. But people have said stuff against my voice, you know, and I'm praying for them every day, because you don't speak negative against anyone. If you just playing, you don't do that. And I've heard them say that, speaking negative against my voice. But let me tell you something. I know that God is going to give me my voice back. I know that he will. You know, it's like I can't help how I pray. I can't help it. If I could, I would. But I think it comes from me not having a microphone. I won't have to strain if I had speakers and a microphone like that. I just don't use my little speaker that's in there. I probably could, and I probably going to start doing it because I have strained my voice, and I don't need to be loud. Even when I'm praying, I'm going to have to start using it. I just feel like if I had the microphone, I wouldn't have to strain my voice like that. So, and I'm trying to get it together before the holy convocation because I have to pray, and I want my voice in order so it can feel back out so I can pray. And at first I thought it was allergies, but y'all know I'm gonna do the best I can. If it ain't got but a whisper, I'm not gonna give up. I will not give up. So yeah, this was a good lesson. I mean it helped us. It's helping us. It has helped us, and it is helping us. Mm-hmm. Anyone else have any comments or any questions or anything? It's due study coming on here, y'all. We're going to go off in 3 minutes. I'm going to hang up from him because I'm tired of clicking him off. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, God is
just yeah,
God
I,
is so
I would
good.
Like to know if there's a way, you know, where we can do a lesson on fasting.
Oh, yeah, I can teach on it. I can teach on fasting. Mm-hmm. I can teach on fasting. We're getting ready to teach some of the prophets that want to be taught in want their certificate and stuff in February at the Holy Convocation. We're going to teach them in February for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. We got people and stuff coming from St. Louis and Florida, different places, North Carolina, and like that. And they want their certificates for the prophetic, and so they got to pass the class. Mm-hmm. I've already taught some people in apostles and prophets, and I think it was ministers, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think it's real good, but I can teach on the fasting part. It's a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's good to fast. It's good for the body. And it's good for the soul. The only thing I try to tell people when you're fasting, if you can, don't go out because you're open. You're open. Mm-hmm. But if you do have to go out, then you just, so people have to go to work and stuff like that, so they do go out. But when I'm kind
yeah,
of crazy.
Yeah, that's why I want to do a study on that because you have so many, you know, like my church and I'm quite sure other churches, everybody does fasting like at the beginning of the year and then also sometime, you know, like if the congregation is fasting for something or someone. But there's so many different types of fast. So that's what I want to understand, you know, are all of them in the Bible, biblically.
Right. Maybe in March, between March and April after the convocation, we can start a teaching on fasting because it's important. It's important. It's a big part of what we should do and give honor to God and consecrate ourselves because I'm really need to consecrate myself before the Holy Convocation, and I know I will. If I can't leave home, I'll stay in the room all day and just consecrate myself. I don't need to come out the room for a morning to get my husband up and then night to put him back to bed. Everything else, I'm going to have food cooked, everything, unless it's an emergency, and I have to come out, but I do not want to come out my room. I don't want to have no television. I may have some music playing. That's something that I want to do for the Lord. I want to give up that day. No eating, no nothing but drinking water. If I have to take my medicine, I'll give me a protein shake. This is just to give over to the Lord. I want the convocation as blessed and anointed as it could get. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. So any more comments or suggestions? But I would like to know. Go ahead, baby.
Regarding the sister who talked about fasting, and mm-hmm. I just have a little short testimony about fasting. I think in 2020, not I think, I know in 2022, I think I fasted more than I probably ever have in my life, and mm-hmm. it was because of Apostle. And when I tell you, I mean, sometime I was fasting with her. I'm not mm-hmm. where she's at, but some many times I was fasting with her, and I was on a regular fast, the same thing that she was doing. And I'm telling you, it was, I don't know if you remember that time, I forgot where we was going, and I was asking the Lord. I had been praying about a job, and mm-hmm. the Lord had opened up the door for me to get a job. And mm-hmm. I'm just thinking that the fasting is so good. And mm-hmm. I just have to say, too, that my apostle just fasted for something else, for God to speak to her about whatever it is she was asking. And I think that the Holy Spirit spoke to her about some things that she was asking for this recent, this last 2 days or whatever she was fasting. But mm-hmm. she fasts, like, mm-hmm. a lot, you know, and the fasting, mm-hmm. like she said, it is good. And to be on a regular fast, I think, you know, like the Lord say, nothing comes but through fasting and through praying. So mm-hmm. the fasting and the praying mm-hmm. work together. I believe that as Christians that we should be fasting, have some sort of regular fast. It doesn't necessarily have to be from food, but we should have some sort of regular fast all the time or part of the time. I don't really know. Maybe through the fasting class or as she's teaching us, she can give us more insight on that. But I just wanted to say that the fasting is good. I'm grateful that I was able to even have a mind. And it's through her encouragement. I just want to say that. And through her example, as I said before, and I'm saying it again, it's through her example and sometimes she'll be saying, well, I'm going to do something. I said, well, I'll go with you. I'll do it with you, you know. But mm-hmm. it's good. That's all I wanted to say.
You know what? And like I said, we give all praises to the Lord because I want to honor God and everything. See, I'm older than you. And I know the importance of fasting. I know that you must. It's not something, you don't have an option when it comes to fasting. You must fast. It's not an option. If you want to be and get what God has for you, then you are fast. But if you don't, you will stay just like you are. It's okay. But for me, I want everything in this life that God has for me. That's why I do what I do. That's why I go out in the deep. Like I was telling y'all, don't stay up around the bank where the murky water is. You need to go out into the deep. Once you go out into the deep, hallelujah, you can see the clear water just like when you went to wherever you went with your children.
In that deep mm-hmm. with that water.
And they was, it was the deeper, mm-hmm. the further you went out, the clearer it got. But when mm-hmm. you stay up round about by the shore, it's murky. God wants us to step out into the deep on whatever we doing for God. We need to roll on out and see what it's, mm-hmm. it's like. God ain't going to tell us to do nothing wrong. You know, his word is true, he said, and let every man be a liar. God is true. So, you know, it's a good thing.
Yes.
Let this man get blessed because he studied on here. So we're going to get ready to get out. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Father, I just thank you for your word on tonight. I thank you for each and every one of them, God, for being on here on tonight, God. I ask you to bless those that should have been here and not here, God. I just ask you to bless and cover them now. I ask you to bless and cover everyone under the sound of my voice.
Lord, whoever that was and whatever that was trying to distract us and knock us off of focus, God, I pray for them. Lord, save them. Save them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bind up that demon right now. I cast it out. I command it to go to a dry place in Jesus' name. Lord, I just thank you now for each one. I thank you, God, that you will cover their homes and their families in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 So let it be. So you all, we'll be back on here in the morning.
Amen.
God bless you all. I love you. We'll be on here in the morning for the morning wake-up call. And then again on Saturday, I will be on here on Saturday at 12 o'clock noon for noontime daytime prayer on the Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook. I'll be on both of them. So we're going to have a good time in the Lord on Saturday. And we're going to pray for, I don't know, whatever the Holy Ghost give me. We're going to pray however he wants me to do it. So you all have a good night. God bless you. I love you. Get some rest. God bless you. Amen.
This is powerful. Love you. Love everyone. Good night.
Amen.
God bless you.
Love you. Amen. Love you too.
Bye.